The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org.
Today's interview is with Project Hastings, a group of high school students in Vancouver who are doing their best to help out around the neighborhood. Project Hastings is a group of students who are dropping off sandwiches and care packages in different locations in the downtown Eastside. We caught up with Project Hastings to ask about the organization, the students behind Project Hastings, and what motivates them to do the work they do. Here's Project Hastings. What a pleasure to have all of you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us. Brendan Dai, Nicholas Zhang, Braden Newman, Jeffrey Zhang, Nicholas Zhang, Ian Chen. Thank you so much for taking a bit of time.
Yeah, thank you for having us all on the show.
So tell us a little bit about Project Hastings, which is this organization that you find folks are the executives of. What is Project Hastings and who is Project Hastings?
So Project Hastings is a group of student-led nonprofit that we focus on alleviating the homelessness issue, majority in the east side in downtown. We also want to focus on mitigating the social stigma revolving around the homeless people. We think that we should put ourselves in their shoes and give back to the community as much as we can. And think about how we want to be treated if we were them and just give as much as we can back to them.
Thanks, Ian. And I understand that all of you are high school students.
That is correct.
And are you all from, was it McGee Secondary?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Tell us a little bit about why Project Hastings? Why get started with this project?
So Project Hastings was mainly founded by Jeffrey and I. So one day we were just discussing about like some issues in the world and like in our community as well. And then we came across, like, of course we know like Vancouver has like one of the most largest homeless populations. And we just wanted to find a way how we can like somewhat mitigate this problem by like creating this organization, I guess. So for example, we perform sandwich handouts as well as care package handouts, sorry, to like help mitigate these issues.
Thank you, Nicholas. I'm so curious. So now there's a number of folks on the executive board, and I know that as well that there are a number of other volunteers that help with Project Hastings. How many people are part of the organization now?
Yeah, I believe there's about like 33 members. There are volunteers who work for us as well as directors, and then there's us, the executives.
33 members. And are you all high school students from McGee Secondary?
Yeah, there are high school students, mostly from McGee Secondary. There is also from Prince of Wales and secondary schools from Surrey and also Gladstone.
Wow, that's a big network of folks. How long has the organization been running for?
So we started around September. Me and Nick had this idea to do this. And then ever since then, we started growing. We have a lot of people joining along with us, and we're really proud of that.
Thanks, Jeffrey. And I'd love to hear more about you and Nicholas's and anyone else who wants to jump in, more about your thought process. I heard about how thinking about the issue of so many folks in Vancouver experiencing homelessness, what prompted you to think about that issue? And what was it that really spurred your curiosity and wanting to take action on it?
Me and Nick, we haven't been to like the downtown east side until like one time. And then right now, there's a big like opioid crisis between downtown Eastside, where there's a lot of people taking drugs. There's a lot of addictions. We really don't like that, honestly. And like right now, it's really bad. We think that if we set a precedent right now, people will follow us as a good example.
As a good example of reaching out and helping others.
Yeah, reaching out and helping others, performing the tasks that we do as of now, we can build a big community who follows us.
I hear about your concern for the many issues that are part of the downtown Eastside neighborhood, and also noting that there are many folks who use substances inside the neighborhood and also outside of the neighborhood. And I'm curious to hear more about what Project Hastings has done and the project activities it takes part in. So there's sandwich giveaways twice a month and care packages every month. Is that what I hear?
Yes, that's correct. So we have sandwich handouts twice a month, care package handouts once a month. And that's like, we try our best to go along with that time frame. As well, we have also introduced new side initiatives, such as our food drives as well as clothing drives. In fact, we are organizing food drive right now, one food drive right now, and then we have partnered with a couple of community centers and schools to like put boxes in their central areas for people to donate these canned food items. And then in the future, we plan to do many more initiatives like this. We plan to reach out to the more of the people we help. For example, when we are doing sandwich donations, we would like to actually connect with the homeless and hear the story, hear them out, and really actually connect with them and how they feel.
Thank you for that, Nicholas. And what a large undertaking you folks have committed to doing. Dropping off sandwiches twice a month and then care packages. Where do you find the resources to purchase the supplies for the sandwiches and for the care packages?
So for the funding and resources, at the start, we didn't have much we didn't have much recognition. So at the start, we just had to privately fund a bit, like get donations from our members. But now we have a couple of donation pages as well as GoFundMes where people will donate to our cause and our mission. And then we have also, we are also working on partnerships with other restaurants, grocery stores and farms around Metro Vancouver to get somewhat material donations, such as vegetables and like food. Yeah.
And how many sandwich drops or drop-offs and care package drop-offs have you folks managed to organize so far?
Yeah, so in October, we managed one sandwich handout where we gave over 100 sandwiches to the homeless people and as well as the shelters and as well as our neighbors in need, of course. And right now we are organizing a canned food drive around February 5th. Right now we have boxes everywhere in our schools, different schools as well from other members, as well as Carousel Community Center, where we have a big box. We have posters everywhere, and we're promoting the use of donating cans and anything, any non-perishable foods. That way we can deliver it to the shelters as well as our neighbors in need. As well, we've done clothing drives. Yeah.
Okay, so I would like to add on to Jeffrey. We have done clothing drives as well, where we like collected clothing from our community, from our school community, and our community generally. And then we have taken those clothing. Brandon, do you remember how many boxes we got? I think we got around.
And there was like over like 10 t-shirts or like hoodies in like each bag.
Ideally, we would have liked to have more sandwich handouts and care package handouts since October. However, the COVID regulations have been pretty strict, right? So to keep our members and ourselves safe, we decided it's best to organize a few less or even just food drives to keep it a little less contact and keep the COVID cases down.
For sure. And I'm already amazed at what Project Hastings has managed to accomplish during this time when it's so hard to get folks together to take part in a mission and take part in a project and to do so safely. And tell me a little bit about where you folks have decided to drop off supplies. The Downtown Eastside is a neighborhood with many different gathering places. How did you folks decide where to go?
Yeah, so we have like a specific outreach team, which manages like they call these shelters, and ask if they accept these donations. So we have called, so they have called a few shelters, for example, the Salvation Army Belkin House, as well as the Direction Youth Services, where we dropped off our clothing. And then many more, they just called these people. And then now, as COVID regulations, some don't accept food.
For sure. And I'm curious what your long-term hope is for folks experiencing homelessness in Vancouver and for the situation in Vancouver. What's the vision of Project Hastings?
We would definitely like to have more sandwich handouts, like maybe even like once a week once we get more donations, or not even like sandwich handout, but like any sort of like daily supply handouts. That would be great. So we understand that like we can't really like do anything about the shelter, so we want to like do everything to the best of our ability. For example, getting clothing, right? Getting food, getting care packages, and handing these out to these people, because we believe it will make their life a lot easier. And in the future, we hope to also partner up with like farms so we can have more abundance of food and donate it out to people, because we've all got like a food safe level 1 license, so we want to like be able to like make food for some homeless people. And with the food that farm or like other grocery stores eventually donate to us, I think we can do that.
Thanks, Brandon. And I also wanted to ask about you folks' experience with going to hang out in the neighborhood and then interacting with, communicating with the residents in the neighborhood. And I understand, I think it was Jeffrey who said it wasn't that there are folks in your organization who haven't spent much time down in the neighborhood. Can you give me a sense of what you've learned during your time in the Downtown East Side, or maybe what was unexpected about your time there?
Yes, so a lot of people have this like common visual image of that they're all just like outcasts, I guess. But in reality, they actually are similar to us, and there is no difference between us and them. They spoken to us. They really had big goals for us, big plans for us. They said they wanted us to stay in school. A lot of us told us that in person and like individually. So, and a lot of others, they really do not bite, you know, they do not bite at you. They're really friendly, really kind.
Thanks, Jeffrey. And I'm curious if anyone would like to add to that.
I'd like to say that they've really shown their thanks, especially when we looked them eye to eye during these handouts. Everyone has a story. Nobody wanted to end up in this situation. And we just want to get to know them better, be there for them, as most of society is pretty reluctant to help these people out.
Thank you, Ian. I'm curious about what, from your point of view, the structural causes of a number of things you mentioned in the Downtown East Side as a neighborhood, and also in the rest of Vancouver as well. From your perspective, what do you think it is that leads to fairly large numbers of folks experiencing homelessness and food insecurity? And I ask because this is an issue that many of our elected leaders have tried to tackle, but not very successfully. What advice would you give to our elected politicians?
I believe prevention measures have to be put in place. I think that education is definitely a key thing, because most of these people suffering homelessness, there's a drug aspect to it. The addiction. People usually go into drugs thinking, oh, I won't get addicted. No one wants to get addicted. But the damage that these drugs can take on people is really horrifying. There have been interviews ran by the VPD with these people in need. And then they've all commented on how drugs have to be prevented before kids get a hand on them, before they get addicted. Because once you're on it, it's really hard to get off it. And I think that's the message that schools really have to put into children. Avoid children from coming in contact with these drugs, because it's really the wrong path to take.
Yes, in addition to the many other structural causes of issues in the neighborhood, some of which lead people to use substances in their lives. And maybe my last question for you is, what are the next few steps? If you could outline for me what you think you see in the next 6 months and next year for Project Hastings.
So before we go in the future, let's go back like in the present and in the past. So we have applied for our BC Society's approval, and then we have since been approved as a nonprofit incorporation of BC. And that is that was a large step, as with this society number or incorporation rather, we could get many more donations as people will have, as we are more credible to get these donations. And then that's clearly one thing that we have, like, we have taken a large step in the past. And moving on to the future, I think all of our executives would like to have more partnerships with more organizations in Vancouver. That way we can spread, our message and the messages of every other organization that's doing what's similar to us around the downtown Eastside community. Yeah.
Thank you, Nicholas. And maybe this will be my last question. Do you have any words or a message for other young people who are looking as well to help out in the neighborhood?
Let's say, because a lot of young people, they're like, if I get really rich one day, I'm going to do a bunch of charity work. Like my suggestion to them is just do it. Because it's really not about like how big of an impact you do, it's about the effort you put in. And we understand that what we're doing might just, you know, solve their meal like for a day or so, but we're doing everything to the best of our ability, and we're showing a lot of heart while we're doing it. So I think a lot of younger people, or like, you know, people that's just entering high school, they should do the same thing too. Because once you actually do the handouts and interact with some of these homeless people, you really get a good feeling of our entire community, and I think it's a really valuable experience.
Thank you, Brandon. And I'm sure the folks who are experiencing homelessness and had a chance to interact with you are very appreciative as well. And I think that brings me us to the end of our interview. Thank you so much to everyone here for taking the time tonight, and also for the work that you do. I know we look so much forward to seeing you around in the neighborhood.
Yeah, thank you for having us, and thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
Take care, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Project Hastings, a group of high school students in Vancouver organizing drop-offs of sandwiches and care packages in the downtown East Side. And that's our show for today. You're listening to The Pulse on CFRO, your super local morning news show here on Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. I'm Tan Macy. And as always, if you have any comments or feedback about the show, please shoot us an email. We'd love to hear it. I'm at macy@coopradio.org. That's M-E-I-X-I at coopradio.org. Ciao. Take care.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.